Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Oh, look who it is. You're Jason Hammer. Hello. It's Kendall and Casey show. Brad's in for Casey today.
Gotta let that Elvis kick in a little bit. There you go.
You look like a man on a mission. What do you have for us?
So last night, that dumpster fire of a debate took place between the gubernatorial candidates sans Mike Braun. Mm-hmm. Mike Braun was in D.C., voting against all the crap that the Duke of Spendingburg was voting for.
Yeah, thankfully the moderator was acting on behalf of Mike Braun throughout much of the debate, so his talking points got revealed.
But I started thinking to myself, what would Mike Braun have said had he been there?
Oh, boy.
So that's when we reached out to AI Mike Braun. Now, again, this is not the real Mike Braun. This is AI Mike Braun.
Right, that's correct.
But this is what I would have loved to have heard him say in his opening statement yesterday.
So, which one of you losers is going to finish second? I mean, look at this group. It looks like the worst table at every wedding. Chambers thinks Holcomb deserved an A for his time in office. I know 420 was a few days ago, but he may still be high. Silent Suzanne sat right next to Lockdown McGee and didn't say a word. Jamie Ridenour's highlight was debating against Rob Kendall. I think I speak on behalf of all my supporters when I say that I hope Rob gets the worst case of herpes the planet has ever seen. Let's see who else is on the stage tonight. Curtis Hill wears way too much cologne, and I don't even know who Eric Doden is. I thought he worked at a McDonald's or something. I could show up and debate, but I've got more important things to do. Have fun with your JV debate tonight. Mike Braun, out.
AI Mike Braun.
So strong. That's great. Hey, speaking of strong, Pacers strong last night.
That was a playoff effort.
I saw
playoff intensity last night. Game one, they looked scared to be there.
Yeah.
Anybody not named Pascal Siakam looked like they were terrified to be on the court. Last night started kind of slow, but then something clicked, and I never thought it would be this person. Like, Siakam's doing his thing.
Yeah.
You expect him to be the dude. But it was Andrew Nembhard who decided, you know what? We're not going to put up with this crap anymore. He was getting in the face of people. He was talking trash, getting technical fouls.
Yeah, I love it.
Andrew Nembhard, of all people, brought the playoff intensity last night, and that changed the whole attitude.
I love it. Great game. Playoff basketball is great. I don't watch hardly any NBA all year long, but I will always watch the playoffs because those guys start trying. They play defense. They foul hard. The refs let them actually play some defense. I love NBA playoff basketball.
So I'm hoping the Pacers now, with a little taste of what real playoff basketball is like, bring that here. And if you're going to the game on Friday, this is the first time there's been a rocking home playoff game in a long time.
Yep.
Bring the pain, man. Make that place Thunderdome. Let's rock it.
Hey, that sparked an interesting conversation. I think Nigel might have been passed out by this point, so it was really just you and me going back and forth. That's the way it works in our group chat, Brad. Nigel's strong for about the first 30 minutes, and then it's just a tail off till there's
just stops making sense, and then it's gone.
And that's usually around 8:45.
So you and I got into an interesting conversation about during the basketball game. If WIBC were to put a basketball team together, could we beat the best that the fan has to offer in terms of a basketball team?
So this would be the starting lineup that we have here.
Yeah, so for WIBC at guard, it would be Rob Kendall and Kurt Darling. The center would be John Herrick. The forward would be Jason Hammer. And then I think we went with the other forward. Did we decide on Matt Bear?
I think Matt Bear provides better defensive help.
We initially went with Nigel, and then we realized what a dumpster fire that would be. So we went with the more physically fit, seemingly more athletic.
Nigel would be like Vin Baker, former Bucks star. All the potential is there, but there's a drinking problem.
And then the fan, we went with Jimmy Cook and Andy Sweeney as the guards, Jake Query as the center, JMV and Kevin Bowen as the forwards.
So they've got a pretty good front court. Yeah. I think JMV may be the best player on the court.
Because you know he plays pickup basketball down in that gym all the time.
Right, and he plays a lot. So the question is, can our backcourt here at WIBC of you and Kurt Darling run the backcourt off of the Fan?
Well, I could run circles around Sweeney. That's no problem right. at all. Jimmy Cook strikes me as someone who once did something athletic in his life, though.
I feel like if I'm tasked with trying to shut down JMV, like, I could be a defender, but then you lose me offensively in the post. Yeah, I just wear down.
Now, Herrick is a giant of a human, and I think he's very competitive. Like, his mom runs a gymnastics studio. So you know he would be the sort of guy that his father would berate him if he only scored 4 points in the game. He would make something positive happen.
I think he would make life miserable for Jake Query.
Yeah, Query would quit, too, right?
Right.
Query strikes me as the sort of guy who would just start barking at his teammates and walk off the floor.
Query would say, this is stupid, and walk off the court.
And then give you some lecture about the 1992 high school basketball finals.
But the weak man on the floor is Andy Sweeney, right?
Absolutely. Like, and we love Sweeney.
You or Kurt Darling have to attack Andy Sweeney yeah. and just hope that I can minimize the effort that JMV is going to give
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, you think you could take Andy Sweeney? Absolutely.
I just have to run past him.
Well, you did it. You did. Yeah, because you did athletic things, right? In high school,
I only did the decathlon in college, so no big deal.
I think we got a chance.
Oh, yeah, we could. We got to make this
Absolutely.
Happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's coming up this afternoon?
We got a lot of special guests coming in studio. It's a star-studded show. We've got two contests to give away, and nobody has more fun than we do. We start at 3:06.
All right, I got a social media etiquette question for Brad when we come back. It's Kendall and Casey Show, 93 WIBC.